sides, and the wall won't come down till they're no longer afraid of
Good morning, everybody. This is another episode of Good Will Hunting, minus the hunting. Tragically, there's a tragic hunting accident, dare I say. Anyway, we have a very special guest sitting in the studio with us. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Louis, Missouri.
Woohoo, Midwest.
Yeah, Midwesty besties. Yep.
All right, cool. I hope everybody's having a stellar evening tonight. The studio's been kind of quiet recently. Everybody's been away for break, and I don't know. We're holding down the fort here at the stellar time of 4:06 in the morning. As always, you know, give a stellar shout out. Feel free to call in. The number is 617-627-3800. Or, you know what, just have a good time. Enjoy the slow jams as they come. All right, next up, we've got Music Soul Child for you. This one's called Better Man. All right, that was a nice one from Alicia Keys featuring Maxwell. That one's called Fire We Make. Yeah.
Pretty nice song.
Yeah, it is. So just talking off air, we're talking about favorite music genres and kind of like the influences that our parents had. Just kind of on our musical tastes and whatnot. Which made me think of a story that's actually going to... talk about, but have you ever heard of like the phrase digging in the crates at all?
No, not really.
So I'm like, I listen to like the Sunday radio shows or whatever. So like you have the AT40, like American's Top 40, but also in our local station back in Madison, they have this old, like old school hip hop kind of throwback stuff, and they call it Digging in the Crates. Where that came from was back in Jamaica, they had just these best like radio DJs that would mix all these wonderful like songs or whatever, but also throw these great parties. So there's this guy, DJ Kool Herc, who is the son of a Jamaican radio host, radio DJ, and brought all his dad's records from Jamaica in these gigantic crates. And so he'd throw these parties in the Bronx, digging through all these crates of records to find these records. And he was the person who started kind of the sample. So he'd find like the one part of a song that everybody would just go crazy about and kind of loop it back and forth. And hip hop was born. Fun. Anyway, so that last song was Alicia Keys featuring Maxwell, Fire We Make. Maxwell is a new kind of guy that I found recently that I just love. He's got kind of like that, you know, that nice kind of R&B sound, but he also throws in horns, which,
yeah.
I mean, so Caitlin, here's a clarinet player. Yeah. I'm a trombone player. You know,
yeah, horns. I always like bringing in like some real like band instruments.
Right.
Into some like classic songs, you know.
Oh, the horns. Oh, love it. Anyway, so this next one is another Maxwell song that throws in some nice horns at the end. This one's called Pretty Wings.
Will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. Oh, you played me dirty. Your game was so bad. Toy when my affliction had to fill out my prescription. Found the way I'm a bee. I had to set you free. Within you, then you won't remember me.
face will be the reason I smile. But I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. Oh, you played me dirty. Your game was so bad. Toyed with my affliction. Had to fill out my prescription. Found the way I'm a being. I had to set you free.
So that was Maxwell, aforementioned Maxwell. Isn't that an odd name, just to have like one name?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of artists do that, you know, Cher, Madonna, Prince.
Oh, true.
But maybe it's not as common anymore, but Maxwell kind of works, though. It's like two different syllables, where I feel like a lot of them are just one. I don't know.
Yeah. I also feel like that's a very Brazilian thing. Maybe it's just because, like, soccer.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of soccer players go by, like, one name.
Yeah.
Is Maxwell his first name or his last name?
I'm not sure. I guess that really poses the question. All right. So I was talking earlier about, like, how awful my segues are. So here's another awful segue. Okay. So the song before, we had Fire We Make. Pretty Wings. Okay, so we have fire, wings, so you have like the air kind of got this elemental thing going. Earth, wind, and fire. We're gonna have up next for you. This one's called Devotion. Hello, welcome back. So we had for you past two were Earth, Wind, and Fire, Devotion, as always, and D'Angelo, How Does It Feel, which is by far my favorite slow jam ever. Do you have like any song that just really speaks to you, like especially kind of late at night when everything's kind of winding down, you just got to get the vibes going?
I don't know. That's a good question. I would say one song that I definitely always like to listen to, this is kind of off the ball, but George Gershwin's American in Paris. I don't know why. It just is always like, it's like, you know, it's got slow parts, it's got upbeat parts, like it always like is the right mood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like I would say that, you know, you can listen to it while you're studying, while you're hanging out, you know, it's a good song.
Oh, that's very cool. I know a little bit of Gershwin. I don't think I've heard that song. Is it kind of jazzy like that?
Yeah, kind of. It's like, I don't really know the origins. I think it goes along with like a movie maybe or like something like that. But yeah, it's pretty upbeat. It's pretty long too. So it goes on for a long time.
So you can like jam out to it for a while.
Yeah.
That's very cool. All right, so we're going to try something live on air a little bit. We'll see if this technically works. Speed it up. And it looks like it doesn't. All right, shout out to the technical difficulties. Oh, also, Gil, if you're listening, hey, I told you I'd chat you out. Go to bed, it's late. Yes, I'm going to be that guy. All right. Next, so that last one was Untitled by D'Angelo, otherwise known as How Does It Feel. We're going to have another one by D'Angelo, this time with Miss Lauryn Hill, which, oh, as far as female artists go, in the R&B kind of vein, she's one of the best. This one's called Nothing Even Matters.
even matters at all. See, nothing even matters. See, nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all.
Your love makes me feel 10 feet tall. Without it, I go through withdrawal. Cause nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing
even matters. These buildings could drift out to sea. Still there's no place I'd rather be. Cause nothing even matters to me. See, nothing even matters. See, nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
You're part of my identity. I sometimes have a tendency to look at you religiously, babe. Cause nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters to me. Sit it down, baby, baby.
Oh. Now you won't find me at no store. I had no time for manicures. With you it's never either. Cause nothing even matters no more. See, nothing, it don't matter. See, nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
That's my fault, my fault, fault. Cause nothing even matters. No more.
All right. That was the wonderful Miss Lauryn Hill and D'Angelo Beck. Okay, so I was looking at some old kind of gospel stuff, and I think Lauryn Hill was in, it's like this movie with Whoopi Goldberg or something, and it's a choir.
Oh, like the Sister Act?
I think so, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think Lauryn Hill is in that. Anyway, do you have like a favorite like musical or like singer from a movie kind of thing? These are odd questions.
I really do love soundtracks. I think that like I love when like almost like a director like puts together a grouping of songs, and I really like it. I've been into like some Wes Anderson films lately, like those soundtracks are pretty cool. They're like they're all like no words and stuff like that, but they're pretty like quirky, and they kind of like take you through the story if you like you listen to the whole thing. But I also really like I know I was talking to you about I really like folk music. So I don't know if you've seen the movie Inside Llewyn Davis. It's with Oscar Isaac, and he like sings a lot of folk music, and it's also Justin Timberlake's also in it.
Whoa.
And like Marcus Mumford does a song, and so I really like that too. It's a lot of like folk music. They do some old songs, some remakes of some old songs. So yeah,
that's very cool.
I really like that.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a guy? Is it Philip Glass? I think.
No, I don't think so.
He's kind of like a classical, but like a modern classical composer. But he does all these like really just odd kind of film scores.
Oh yeah.
And there's this. So we have. Do you have like kind of the school talent shows or whatever?
Yeah.
So we have something similar, but we call it Fine Arts Week.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all these different, we call them one act kind of shows, like the theater people, mm-hmm. Do whatever, different bands get to play, the dance team does their thing, but there's this one act, that was very interesting. It was trying to like recreate like a Philip Glass song or whatever. Watching it felt like you were on drugs. It was very, very incredibly odd.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, but stuff like that, just like any kind of film, like soundtrack or whatever, like where you have to like take the music and kind of project or facilitate like the emotion and stuff like on the screen.
Another great movie soundtrack. Tron Legacy, the new Tron movie, Daft Punk. It's very techno, but it's pretty cool to listen to, actually.
Okay, so I remember like your infamous story about this. How many times have you actually sat down and listened to it? Was it just the two times?
I think it was just the two times in full where we listened to the entire Tron soundtrack in the dark, just because. But other times, definitely like bits and pieces of it I've seen, just like, you know, just heard randomly.
Just supplement to like boost it.
Yeah, the whole thing takes about like an hour and a half or something. It's pretty long.
So that's almost watching the movie there in and of itself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. All right, so another question here. Do you have friends who are in bands?
Yes.
At all? Like kind of rock band or like something similar? So this is another thing, because you haven't been on the show yet. I do this kind of weekly. I have this friend who does, back in Madison, who does kind of this, like, kind of new disco type thing, but she's got an amazing voice, and she does a little bit of R&B stuff as well. So I love to kind of throw her in here every once in a while. So this is another one from the lovely Miss Sydney Prawl. This one's a little bit of a Drake and Lil Wayne mashup. I'll let it run, see what you guys think.
Yeah.
A little bit of mashup. That is, of course, Lil Wayne's, Lil Wayne's How to Love. Marv Room is, of course, a wonderful Drake song. How to Love was one of the first songs. Have you ever taken just like elementary, like rudimentary guitar at all, ever?
No, I've kind of tried to teach myself, but that hasn't worked super well.
Well, sorry. Man, my technical skills are just gone. Sorry. Anyway, but you kind of self-taught a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
How to Love is one of the first songs that I, like, properly learned how to play on guitar. It is fun, especially for a Lil Wayne fan.
Yeah.
All right, I guess before the hour's up, we should do a quick PSA. All right. Caitlin, I'll give you the choice. Is that a PSA? I'm going to say, okay. Schools, not prisons, or drug war economics?
I'm going to go with drug war economics.
All right, let's see how this one goes.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
All right, well, thank you, PSA person. kids, don't do drugs, basically.
Yep.
So Caitlin's been on the radio once or twice before?
Yeah, this is my second show.
Yes. Yes. Honored to have you here. What was the PSA? Because you read one before, right? What was the one that you did?
I don't even remember. I think it was like the Boy Scouts of America. Like maybe how to join or something. I don't know.
Oh,
I think
that's that was it. Cool.
Not sure.
Distinctly remember one that like Hunter read. There's like, is the government coming to get us? Are cell phones giving us cancer? Stay away from your screens, everybody. And so it's like a lovely like, hey, let's reconnect with our humanity, like what makes us human. But they came across like completely conspiracy theory like weirdness. All right, yeah. So I guess time is running low here. Is there anything you want to say to the people?
Have a good night and keep living and dreaming.
You heard it here, folks. Keep living and dreaming. Shout out to our 6 listeners. Wow, we've kept that throughout the whole show.
Nice.
I guess good that we haven't lost anybody.
Yeah, I think we're keeping them interested.
Yeah, either that or they just left their streaming on and went to bed.
I think they're really interested.
Well, that's good. Feel free to, you know, shout us out, call us in or what have you. Stomp your feet to the excellent slow jams that are being spun. Yeah, as always, have a stellar Saturday morning. Thank you guys so much for, you know, being here, staying up late or getting up early with us. The last one I'm going to spin for you is a little T.I. featuring, is it Carrie Hilson? I like this one. It's a little bit upbeat for you. I got your back.
Shout, I know you be hearing this and that here and there, but please trust and believe, little mama. I see you going to ride for me, so I'm going to die for you. Is you with me?
I got your back,
but let's get it. Valentino blouses on my house's cash. Check, you can get it, you deserve it. Flawless diamonds, Louis purses. My mission's to purchase her for her. Present the gift without the curse. Her pleasure is my purpose. Pleasure to be at your service. We front row at fashion shows as well as Sunday morning service. For better days or for worse. If I'm paid, I'm hurting in my pocket. She still got a back, no, that's for sure. No matter what may occur in life, every day with her is like a plus. I'ma love her till she be like, that's enough. Pop a bottle, get a couple wine glasses, fill them up and lift them up. Let us toast to the future. Here's to us. No, here's to her.
They wonder how we do what we do. Caramel Porsches, me and you. Just see a sign that I might do. Be by your side, whatever you're going through.
And we're high, this out.
And we're low,
so win this out.
But I promise I will never let you go.
Know what you call me.
I got, I got your back.
You got my back, right? Man called a sentence, who gon' be there for a minute? But they didn't keep their distance, they stayed home, waiting on the phone, and on visit day, show up looking good, smelling better, playing kissy face. Just wanna let you know that we appreciate it. Everything you do for us on the day to day. And I know we don't show